Morai v'rabbeinu, lessons from the lay Parshas Vayetze. Don't ever give up and push yourself. Today's topic. I'll be honest with you. I was thinking of not doing a lessons from the lay this week, but I received two beautiful emails. One from our dear Talmud, Max Gruber, telling me how much this inspired him. A parent even came up to me and told me that they listened to Lessons from the Lathe. So how can I not do it, even if it's in the privacy of my own car, driving to the many different states and to Montreal in the United States and Montreal and every place I'll be this week? I said, okay, let's do a Lessons from the Lathe. So I found it very interesting. In this week's parasha, we learned a lot about Yaakov. In last week's parasha, we learned that Yaakov is an ish tam yoshev ohalim. And it could be that one interpretation of the famous question of how Yitzchak didn't realize that who Esav truly was maybe he did. But he knew that Yaakov was an ish tam yoshev ohalim. So maybe it would be difficult for him to be the future contender to be the forebearer of the Jewish people. For there is not just ish tam yoshev ohalim in that. And of course, through the Bechorah, through HaKol Kol Yaakov Yidayim De'Esav, he saw the true and amazing qualities that Yaakov Avinu had. But in this week's parasha, we learn what seemingly is difficult and begs explanation. And that is the beginning part. Vayetze Yaakov, and Yaakov takes this nap, for he was listening to his mother, and he left the house that he grew up in. He went to learn in Shein Ve'Ever, and the Medrash tells us, in fact, there's a Gemara that says this, he did not sleep for 14 years. He was so tired at that point, finally fulfilling the wishes, he falls asleep. Bamakom, as we know, it was the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. We know he's Masakin Mayriv, another form, as we spoke about last week, of Tefillah. Yaakov Avinu now sleeps. So when one hears this amazing, tenacity, talk about Hasmad and Torin. In fact, the Lashon is Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim, not Ohel. He would go from Ohel to Ohel asking questions. He wouldn't stop at just learning his own Torah until he got all the answers that he wanted. Tremendous tenacity. But not to sleep for 14 years. I mean, this is not human. What strength he had. And this is the same Yaakov Avinu we'll learn a little bit later on that goes up to when there are shepherds who are unable altogether to take off it, nonetheless he, this Ish Tam Yoshev Olim, with his own hands, takes off the huge boulder that's on top of the well. So what is the point, what is the purpose of telling us this story about someone who's a malamed? Tell you, think about the biggest Talmidei Chacham. Did you ever say, oh, and he was really strong? Let me tell you a story about this gadol. So the two stories we learn about in our parsha, that he didn't sleep for so long, and the story that we learn about him being so strong, being able to, does this sound anything like a making of a gadol, a story you're going to put in a book about the Gedolim? Imagine the picture it would have. So, I saw a beautiful idea. And that beautiful idea teaches us exactly what Yaakov represented. Yaakov really defeated the odds of not just being an Ish Tam Yoshalem, of not just being this Ish Emes. He was able to take and synthesize the qualities of Avram Avinu, Ish Chesed, the Gevura of his father, of Yitzchak, into the qualities of what Yaakov would become, this Ish Emes, taking Gevura and Chesed, and of course, would be the future for the Shiftei Ka, this complete and full offspring that did not have in it the Klipa of a Yishmael or an Esau. But what he taught us is to keep trying, and even if you fall, to get up again and to go again. He had a very difficult life. He does what his mother says, quote unquote, steals the Bechorah, and then has to run away. He's literally His life is threatened. But he does it anyway. He does it anyway. And this will explain a very important and beautiful, really, Gemara that says the following. We know that there are many interpretations for the Sulam, Mitzvah Arza, Malachim, Olin V'Yardimba, what exactly this meant. The Torah Tamima quotes a pasuk, quotes a Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadik Aleph from Beis, Olin V'Yardim, Tanya Kama. So what was on this? So the Gemara speaks about how much rungs were on it. Olim v'yardim. But it says, Olim shnayim v'yardim shnayim. Two would go up and two would come down. What were they looking at? The Gemara continues. Mestaklim b'dikuno. B'dikuno se'ashel mala v'yardim u'mestakl. B'dikuno, they would look at the image that each of us has on the Kisei. I covered here the image of Yaakov Avinu, which is amazingly the image on the Kisei HaKavod. And that dmut was exactly the same. And the Malachim could never believe it. They never saw anything like this. They never saw that the person who is brought into this world and is supposed to accomplish something looks the same from the Kisei HaKavod to what he actually is. Yaakov Avinu fulfilled what the Rabbanu Shalom wanted for him because he had tenacity, because he kept going and going. And they said, how can it be? Malo v'yordim estakim, they did a double take. U'meyad v'gnei Hashem nitzav alav. Amar Rabbanu Shalom. We never saw anything like this. That explains who this was. This is not stories of his great strength that he had, that he was a strong, that he was an Olympic bodybuilder. No. What is that? He believes in something? Nachshon ben Minadav. He went into the water. The Gemara tells a story about Rav Yana, the same idea. He believed so much, he was ready to drown for the waters to split. When you believe in something, so you work on it hard and hard, no matter what you're told, no matter who laughs at you, no matter who might have told you when you were in fifth grade, you'll never accomplish anything. That is not who you are. Yaakov Avinu teaches us, you were born without the Bechara, things can change. Neshana Teva, Mamish. That can happen. And who better to signify this synthesis of chesed and gevura to emes. That's what true emes is. Emes in yourself. Emes in recognizing who you are and what you represent. We spoke last week about Rav Dessler saying that everybody has a kol Yisrael yesem chelik lom haba, the Mishnah that repeats itself in Pirkei Avos again and again. Kol Yisrael yeshlam chelik lom haba. It's a different chelik for every person. The Rabbanu Shalom gave you something to do. It's different than everybody else. But you could only do that, and you could only have that same image on the Kisei HaKavod, the same image in Shamayim, the same chelik in Olam Haba, is that it should be image, mirror image, who you really are. Wow, that person really accomplished what he was supposed to accomplish. It's amazing. That was what Yaakov Avinu did. He wasn't merely an Ish Tam Yoshev Olam. That wasn't who he was. That didn't only define who he was. Yes, he was an Ish Tam Olam when you describe who he is. You know, famous stories about people, and they say, you know, what do? I just sat on a plane for 12 hours. So you get to talking to people. So that's the first question everybody always asks. New, what do you do? What do you do? So of course, the person defines himself as what he does. So you define yourself, I'm an accountant, I'm a lawyer. But that's not what you do. You do Torah. I learn. I have to make a living. I have to make a parnasa. Yaakov is defined as an Ish Tam Yoshev Olam. That's the way I want to be known. I have to do other things. I also lift boulders on top of, I could do that too. I could also not sleep for many days. That's true. But I'm defined as, it reminds me of the story, beautiful story they tell over in the name, Chazon Ish. As usual, I don't remember the exact details. When the Chazon Ish was in Europe, he was taking over from one of the famous Gedolim. So one of the other famous Gedolim came in to ask a Shaila, and the Chazon Ish was sitting there. It wasn't known as the Chazon Ish in that time. So he asked him, he looked like all other Jews in those days. So he says, you have time to learn Torah. I thought he was in Parnassa. He says, I learn when I can. That defined who the Chazon Ish was. Do we learn when we can? Do we define ourselves in the Ish Tam Yoshev O'alim? Yes, I do other things. But ultimately, I'm Yoshev O'alim. That's really what I want to be. That's really who I am. And this, of course, comes out to our alumni, to our students, to everybody, if I may, when you're sitting on a plane, when you're sitting on a Sunday, I'm here on a Sunday here in America, there's such thing as a Sunday. What do you do? How does Sunday define you? Does Sunday define you waking up, Mirtz Hashem for Minyan, and then from 11 o'clock until God knows when, watching football? Because it used to be there was only a 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock game. Now, Baruch Hashem, but not Baruch Hashem, you could watch the Sunday night game. Is that how you define yourself? A day that you're off, a day that you don't have studies, a day that you don't have to go to work? Or do you find yourself, I'm going now to my shir. I'm going to this shir, and then I'm going to the other shir. Then I'll come home. I spend time with my kids. It's a chiyuv midaraisa. You have to do that. You have to spend time with your family, for sure. But how do you define who you are? But even if you're that person, but what else do you do? How are you different than other people? How are you defining yourself? So there's really two messages here. The two messages are that Yaakov Avinu defined himself as a Yishtam as he was born, Yoshev O'Halim. And if I could say, but he was able to accomplish a lot of other things. And it's interesting because Esav Mistama was defined as Said Bifiv, but he could have done a lot with that. He did not show the tenacity. Because with Said Bifiv, he had something that Yaakov didn't have. He could have been Makariv, hundreds of people who were sitting in the Sada, and say, no, that's not appropriate, you shouldn't do that. Or you want to join me for a meal at my father's house, you want to meet a tzaddik. He could have accomplished a lot. He was given the opportunity to do that. But the Yetzer Hara was too strong for him. Whereas Yaakov, it wasn't. And this tenacity, this emes, continues as he works too much for one wife and a second wife. But it comes out who he is and what he'll do for the Jewish people. We should be zeichet to take the lesson of Yaakov Avinu, who of course is Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael, we are B'nei Yaakov. We are emes. We are Ish Tam Yoshev Olim, but we're defined not only by our Torah, by our mitzvahs, but what we do and how we push ourselves so that our faces will look like the faces that it's up in Shemayim and Mirtz Hashem. We should be zoicha to have that demut. Yukno Shel Adam should be the same in Shemayim as it is here on the wonderful, great gift that we've been given on this planet to do that we can, that you should accomplish on your own level.